Back in the war in the 40s, did your family hear about the concentration camps? Was there talk about that at all?
Yes. We knew about the discrimination in Germany. Don't forget, my family had experienced it in Russia. They experienced discrimination in Russia because they were Jewish. But no question about it.
I think what Mr. Erling is focusing in on, your family knew about the prejudice in Germany. Did the family know about the concentration camps, the mass killing of Jews and other, quote, undesirables?
As a youngster, I wasn't aware of it that much. But my mother and dad took a Jewish newspaper. It was called Der Tag, The Day, I think. It's still published. My mother didn't read the newspaper in English. She read this Yiddish newspaper that she got. And the thing about concentration camps was in there. But I don't remember talking about it as a youngster in school. I became very aware of it when I was in college. But it wasn't generally discussed. I know that my parents talked about it, and my brothers knew about it and talked about it. But I was not immersed that much in it.
When Israel became a state in 1948, do you remember that as being a happy time in the life of the Jewish community?
Well, I remembered that there was celebration. But my family was Zionist. My father especially was very close to a man named Gershon Fenster, who was a very active person in the city of Tulsa. He was married to a Sanditon. Gershon himself was not part of the Sanditon hierarchy, but he was married to a Sanditon. He was very much a Zionist, which was pro-Israel. My father was also. But my brothers, for instance, weren't trying to go to Israel to work or visit or anything. Today's kids do that, but in those years they didn't. My brothers were thrilled to have a job and earn money.
But to have finally a state of Israel had to instill confidence in the Jewish community that was this country, or did any of that come about?
I don't know that.
Well, certainly with the liberation of Europe and the finding out what happened to the Jews and other people.
In Germany. Oh, yeah.
And with refugees not being allowed to go here or there and not being able to go back to their own countries, there was a need and a cry for somebody's got to take us. That helped to develop Israel. Don't bring them here. Don't bring them there. Go there.
And other countries were frankly glad to see Israel develop because they wouldn't have to handle the Jews.
Solve their Jewish problem as well.
There is a spirit of the Jewish community which states, repair the world.
Tikkun Olam, yes.
What does that mean, repair the world?
It means that we feel an obligation. It doesn't matter whether it's Jewish or not. We feel we have an obligation to fix wrongdoing, to help people who are discriminated against, to help people who can't get jobs, who are not allowed to work. There are some hospitals that wouldn't allow you. There are some doctors who wouldn't treat you.
In Tulsa?
Yes.
You know, Tikkun Olam means you should leave this world better than you found it. Since just about all of us Jews are immigrants, in fact, everyone in America is an immigrant except the American Indian, it's very challenging to listen to this anti-immigrant conversation because I think too many people forget where they came from. They forget that their ancestors' first language was not English, that somebody had to help them learn the language, to learn the customs of the country they immigrated to, and I think that's one of the reasons you'll find many Jews, among other groups, who are working to help integrate immigrants into life in the United States.